SkyTeam Complete Guide, How to Land, Communicate, and Know When Turbulence is Worth It. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. SkyTeam is worth buying for two players who enjoy cooperative puzzles and can treat silence as part of the game. Buy the base game first and learn its airports before adding turbulence. The expansion is worth it only after the cockpit begins feeling readable. It adds fresh constraints rather than fixing an incomplete game. The most important strategy is to place dice in an order that preserves options for your partner, not to chase a perfect roll. Buy SkyTeam before turbulence. The base box already delivers the complete idea and enough airports to reveal whether you and your partner enjoy its restricted communication. Add the expansion when landing has become a readable puzzle rather than a cockpit emergency. This guide uses the official base and turbulence rules, current product information, and recurring owner discussions about tension, relaxation, quarterbacking, difficulty, and replay value. It teaches the board as a sequence of obligations. Stabilize the plane, control speed, align the axis, manage traffic and systems, and preserve useful placements for the other seat. Imani calls it relationship telemetry with dice. She is not entirely joking. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support PuzzleWick at no additional cost to you. Who should buy SkyTeam? SkyTeam is for exactly two players who like compact cooperative puzzles, repeated attempts, and the strange intimacy of solving under communication limits. It is superb for couples and regular gaming partners because each landing becomes a shared vocabulary. It is a poor fit if either player hates dice, wants constant table talk, or feels personally blamed when a cooperative plan fails. The box contains a substantial sequence of airports and modules, so do not buy turbulence on day one. The base game already teaches traffic, kerosene, wind, ice, and asymmetric pilot abilities. Your first purchase should be the plane, not the weather report. How does a round actually work? Each pilot rolls four dice behind a screen. Once both are rolled, conversation stops. Partners alternate placing one die at a time into cockpit spaces. Blue and orange dice must jointly keep the axis balanced and the engines in a safe band. Those two systems require attention every round. Other dice clear traffic by matching radio numbers, extend flaps in landing gear, or concentrate coffee into modifiers. After all eight dice are placed, resolve the board, descend one altitude step, and advance toward the airport according to engine speed. The team wins only by arriving with traffic cleared, the plane level, landing gear and flaps properly deployed, and speed under control. The design is communication through preparation. Discuss priorities before rolling, then read each other's placements. What is the correct priority order for a safe landing? Axis and engines are mandatory every round, so they frame everything else. Traffic can become immediately lethal. Radio work rises in priority when an aircraft sits in your path. Gear, flaps, and brakes are deadlines rather than emergencies. You need them complete by landing, but placing them too early can steal dice from a round that is currently on fire. Read the approach from the runway backward. Count remaining rounds, then divide remaining switches among them. If three flap steps remain and three rounds remain, one flap die is no longer optional. This deadline math turns panic into a checklist and reveals when coffee should be saved to alter a critical die. How do partners communicate when talking is forbidden? Placements are sentences. A cautious die on the axis may mean, I cannot carry this alone. Taking a radio slot early says traffic is tighter than your partner may realize. Leaving a versatile space open can be an invitation. The best pairs place dice in an order that preserves information. Commit to forced actions early, keep flexible dice late, and avoid occupying the only slot that can rescue your partner. Do not invent elaborate secret codes. The rules want inference, not a rehearsed language that bypasses the puzzle. Build shared habits around board state, scan axis, traffic, speed, and deadlines before every die. The romance of SkyTeam is not mind reading, it is becoming easier to read. What are the most common beginner crashes? The first crash is treating gear and flaps as later until later has no legal die. The second is balancing the axis with two perfect dice while traffic remains untouched. The third is spending coffee to improve a merely comfortable action, leaving no flexibility for the final placement. The fourth is forgetting that engine totals determine movement, so an otherwise tidy cockpit overshoots the airport. A fifth mistake is emotional, narrating the postmortem as one player's error. Reconstruct the sequence instead. Ask which earlier placement removed the rescue route. Most final die disasters began two actions earlier when a flexible space was consumed or a deadline was ignored. When should you open the extra scenarios and modules? Play the introductory airports until both partners can land without constantly rereading the cockpit. Then add one concept at a time. Modules are not just difficulty knobs, they change the rhythm of what must be solved. Wind changes movement math, ice pressures brakes, kerosene creates a shared resource countdown, and asymmetric abilities change who can absorb which burden. Do not select scenarios only by the number printed beside them. Pick the module your pair is curious about, read its one-page rule together, and run the airport twice. A first attempt teaches the new system, the second reveals whether you actually like it. Is the Turbulence expansion worth it? Turbulence is worth it after the base campaign is complete or nearly complete. It adds 20 scenarios and modular complications rather than rewriting the core. Turbulence tiles disturb expected die results, low visibility restricts what can be safely read or used, and alarms create timed cockpit demands. The expansion is deliberately for a crew that already understands Axis, engines, radio, flaps, gear, and coffee. Do not open every module at once. Add the scenario's required material, Reddit's icon reference together, and fly it twice before judging. The expansion stores in the base box and is a poor rescue purchase for a partnership that dislikes silent dice placement. It is an excellent second season for one that keeps replaying airports. How do you make SkyTeam more fun for a new partner? Set up the first airport before inviting them over. Sit side by side or at a slight angle so both can read every dial. Teach the cockpit without screens, run one practice round with open dice, then reset and play correctly. During the debrief, celebrate the piece of communication that worked before discussing the crash. If analysis anxiety appears, agree on a pre-roll checklist, axis, traffic, speed, deadline. That gives the silent phase a shared foundation. Stop after two or three attempts, even after a near miss. SkyTeam is best when the next landing feels irresistible, not when the eighth retry turns partnership into shift work. What does advanced SkyTeam play look like? Advanced pair stop treating instruments as separate chores and begin pricing flexibility. A six that can satisfy axis, engine, or a permanent switch should not be committed before a more constrained die. Coffee is not merely a modifier, it is stored option value. Radio is not housekeeping, it can determine which engine total is safe because traffic and movement share a deadline. Before rolling, divide actions into forced, flexible, and deferrable. After rolling, place forced dice early when they reveal useful information and flexible dice late when they preserve rescue routes. Watch placement order as carefully as value. A partner who fills a low axis slot with a medium die may be asking you to keep your high die for engines. None of this requires a secret code. It is the natural language of scarcity, and it is why the same cockpit can remain compelling after both players know every printed rule. Final verdict. SkyTeam is a remarkable two-player purchase because its real component is the person across from you. Learn the cockpit as a landing order, communicate through timing rather than invented codes, and debrief sequences instead of blaming a final die. Buy the base game first. Add turbulence only after your shared cockpit language is already making the included airport sing. Frequently asked questions. Can you talk in SkyTeam? You may discuss strategy before rolling. After dice are rolled, strategic communication stops until the round ends. Is SkyTeam replayable? Yes. The base box includes multiple airports and modules, and the dice plus partner inference keep repeated landings variable. Is turbulence required? Number buy it after you have explored the base scenarios and want new constraints. Is SkyTeam relaxing? For some pairs, yes. For others, the silence and deadlines feel tense. The fit depends more on partnership style than complexity. Can SkyTeam players talk, discuss the plan before rolling? After the dice are rolled, the rules restrict tactical communication. Placement order and cockpit state become the language. Is Turbulence a standalone game? Number Turbulence expands SkyTeam and should follow confident play with the base airports.